You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Oh boy. Second hour of Wake Up Tucson. 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk streaming at KVOI.com. We have the great Ron Arenas is here, Picture Rocks Heating and Cooling.
Hey, good morning.
Guys Next Door.
Guys
Catch
Next
on
Door.
Sunday afternoon.
Every Sunday at 4 o'clock.
What's on the show Sunday?
This week we have two of our sponsors. We have Frank from Tucson Tamale, and okay. We have Will Pena from Tucson Pack and Ship.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pack and Ship.
Ship.
Okay. So I heard that right. And from Corner Ventures or Rincon Ventures, our good friend Sean McCluskey's here.
Good morning. How are we doing?
Wearing your other salmon shirt today.
Yeah, I wore the orangish one yesterday. It's been a weird week. I haven't had to wear a polo all week because I haven't really gone to work. I've just worked from the couch and I've ventured out a little bit because of my toe.
All right. Well, glad to have you here.
And I got a shoe on today. So
look at you.
2 days in a row.
Wow. Don't have your stanky toe hanging out?
Oh, no. I have a boot. I have that orthopedic shoe thing that protects your foot from the Great Danes and the baby.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Remember tomorrow, I can't wait to see all you guys at our amazing fundraiser for Southern Arizona Honor Flight. 175 strong at the Westward Look tomorrow night. Should be an amazing evening. Food, drink, Smooch the Donkey is going to be doing a kissing booth. So $5 a pop for Smooch, dude. All the money goes directly to Honor Flight. Amazing silent auction prizes, raffle prizes. The donations have been so amazing. The gratitude here is huge. And as we like to say, unloosen the wallets and the credit cards tomorrow. We're not just there to have a good time, which we will have. It's the idea that we're there to raise as much money as humanly possible to get these veterans to D.C. coming up this Veterans Day weekend.
Yeah. It's amazing just the generosity of all the restaurants, the local restaurants here. This is their slowest time of the year.
Yes.
And they're stepping up and giving.
You are correct.
Yeah.
You know, and hopefully, you know, from our side, we've always provided good support to them 12 months a year.
Sure.
From the Wake Up world. So. Yeah. I think they recognize that also.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's all good. And then also thanks to our good friend Jim Bednarik, who is providing the music for the night at the USO. So can't wait to do that. Well, let's get to this. I do this every year or so. I go to TripAdvisor because mm-hmm. I go through the top restaurants that are rated in Tucson. And so we're going to do top 20 and just see where we're at.
Furs is number one. I'm kidding.
How often is this list updated?
They probably do it once a month.
Oh, okay.
All right. So we'll do 25. We'll start with the top 25. So 25th in the market, and these are all somewhere between 4.3 or higher out of 5 on TripAdvisor. So Zena Mediterranean on Speedway.
Okay.
Okay. And I've always liked what they do there. I have not eaten at this restaurant in 98 years. The Azul restaurant inside of La Paloma. The one down
didn't
on
know it existed.
I never been there.
All right. So that's out of 692 reviews. Azul is 24. 23 is Biscuits Country Cafe.
Okay.
Yeah. East side?
Yeah. It's Broadway and Kolb, right behind the Gaslight Theater.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. So Biscuits is running like about a 3.3 on 352 reviews. Canyon Cafe, remember these are usually travelers,
okay.
Right? That's the one at Lowe's.
That works.
The restaurant at Lowe's. Number 21 is Contigo at La Paloma. And I like sitting in Contigo. I like that. Yeah. That back patio on a beautiful evening is...
It's got a good location, yeah. I
really
can see that one.
Good stuff. 20 is the grill at Hacienda del Sol.
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And again...
They got great food.
Yeah.
I mean, they always kill it. You never get anything disappointing there.
That's true. And just a great place to sit.
As a matter of fact, you don't ever get anything mediocre there.
Nope.
Yeah. So.
19 is Saffron Indian Bistro.
Yeah. It's not my gig.
I like
it's not
saffron.
My thing.
My
wife loves it, but you know.
This is my wise ass comment here. My biggest beef with they don't do beef. My biggest beef with saffron is always the lack of amount of chicken or product that's the protein part of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's always like they bring the rice, then they bring the bowl, and it looks like soup, right? Oh. And then you pour that on your rice, right? And I always feel like it's a soup because I'm always like on a fishing expedition for chunks of chicken, right? Now, what I've had is tasty.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's definitely tasty. I always feel like I'm getting a little gypped. That's all I'm saying. 18, a scrappy little Greek place in Catalina called It's Greek to Me.
Hey.
Yeah.
358 reviews. And last time I looked at them under seafood, they were the number one seafood rated restaurant in Pima County. Was Greek just on their specials and things that Dave does up there. So 17. I don't think of this place as eating, but they put Barrio Brew.
Okay.
They've got good food.
I'm not saying it's crap.
There's a lot of people that eat there.
They've got good food. I mean,
it's a lunch spot, definitely. Yeah.
I think it's called the Lizzie. Their shaved chicken salad is absolutely amazing.
So shaved chicken, like chopped, kind of like a chopped chicken
salad? Take a chicken breast and you run it through the slicer.
Oh, okay.
And you get thin pieces of it, but it's on a huge salad. It's got cranberries. It's got the lettuce in there, or the tomatoes, or romaine, and some sort of dressing. It's phenomenal. You know, and their pretzels are really good, too.
You know whose salad I like that is Trident, Einan Shannon. And he does a thing where he does a really nice, kind of like a dry rub on chicken.
Yeah.
It's a chicken tenderloins kind of thing.
Yep.
And you get like five or six big ones on the salad. It's pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
I kind of like that one.
I like Trident.
I like the Reuben. Yeah.
I like Nelson. He's
a good dude. It was his birthday yesterday.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
He's a good guy. 15, Blue Willow.
Oh, God.
So if you want to see the voters that ruined Tucson, go
right here.
I mean, let me rephrase that.
No, you are correct. Amen. You nailed that one. I mean, that's right. I mean, you could hammer on the nail. Jeez, wow. If you like patchouli with your food, go to Blue Willow.
No,
that's the bull crap. Every time I've been there, I'm getting overpowered by some lady who hasn't showered in 4 days.
Wearing a Laura Conover shirt.
Yeah. So it was probably Conover. Who are you talking about?
Let's take a quick call, go to break, and then we'll count 14-1 when we come back with Sean and Ron. Kath McCauley, what's going on, young lady?
Well, of course, I am now on Tucson television, which is just totally amazing after 5 years of not getting on and trying to.
That's awesome. So your pocket sketching is on Channel 6 on KUAT now?
It's on Channel 6, and it's on 82. Which is PBS Plus, where they put all their artsy. So I'm right up there with Bob Ross. And it's on Comcast at 3:96.
And what time's it on?
9:30 in the morning on Mondays.
Very nice.
It's not a bad time. And Phoenix has started to carry it, too, which is also amazing. We're the only state out of all the states that haven't been carrying it. Which is fascinating, but there was a political thing behind it. So it's finally that person moved on, and I'm on.
That's great. So, and you're still filming the show in Michigan?
We've got season 4 ready to come out. I'm going to be doing a fundraiser with all my people that we've got online. We've got 4,600 people, and I'm going to do a fundraiser through them. And I'm sure it's going to work. They get a really great exercise. And they pay $100 for it. $100 goes directly to the station.
That's awesome.
And that should cover.
Well, you've been I know you've been working so hard on this over the years. So congratulations on the getting on all these other stations. It's important. So congratulations.
I've got a couple more little things. I want to contribute a large oil to the fundraiser this Saturday night. Is it possible that Dale and I can still get in? I got to talk
to the hotel. We are at capacity, Kath, I have turned so many other people away in the last 72 hours, and it's insane. And and part of that is I have to have room for people to move around.
Yeah.
Because at 175 in the ballroom with tables, plus the tables for gifts and the DJ, and we have a dance floor. I can't. It was the idea that the hotel was really worried about making it too tight. So I think I have to say no right now because I've said no to so many other people, Kath. I'm sorry.
Would you like the painting anyway, and where would it be delivered?
That's going to be another challenge. So let's talk offline after the show, and we'll figure it out. So, but thank you for your generous offer. I appreciate that.
Of course.
All right. Say hi to Dale for me.
What was that last word?
Say hi to Dale for me.
I will say hi to Dale. Thank you so very much.
All right. Stay you take. On. Thank you. Thank you. 7:18 in the morning. Ron Arena, Sean McCluskey, Christy Simone, and you. We're counting down the back half of the top. Now we're down to top 14 restaurants as travelers rate them on TripAdvisor. And we make positive sounds and snarky things and Chris looking for chicken and sauces and things like that. So you're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk, little power station. Let's go. I can see Jimmy Page saying, let's start this song with a blood-curdling yell. I like that. Hit it, Bob. And he nails it. Sean McCluskey, Ron Arenas, Christy Simone, and you. It's also National Tell-A-Joke Day for everyone to know at all of our sister stations. Sean, how do you find Will Smith in a snowstorm?
I have no idea.
You follow the Fresh Prince.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, baby.
Chris King, steal that one. It's a dad joke extraordinaire right there.
Ron Arenas, what's the best way to carve wood?
I don't know.
Whittle by whittle.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Matt Neely, what's the action like at a circus?
Don't know.
It's intense. Alan Kaith is coming on Jumpin' Tucson.
Yes, sir.
He's hosting today and Monday.
Uh-oh.
So everything you want to know about traffic lights, it's all happening. He's going to break down the Speedway closure where this shooting is and talk about pylon placement and everything. It's going to be hot.
Is this one or the one the other day? I mean,
oh, that's true.
We've had three shootings in 3 days. Pima County deputy got shot. The shootout at Speedway. I mean, come on. What are we coming to?
Speedway and Swan. Speedway and Stone.
Yeah.
It's my fault I took us there. I want to get back on restaurants and then.
Hey, you brought it up. I mean, that just
mea culpa, mea culpa, mea culpa.
He owned up to it.
We're doing the restaurants rated on TripAdvisor by travelers. So we just ended up at Patchouli and Omelets.
Yeah, beautiful. I mean,
14, The Parish, Gastro.
Hey, there we go.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good one.
Secret menu.
And that's on for us Tucson guys, those Tucson people, you'll love it. It's on 420 reviews for you pot smokers.
I don't get it.
What were you going to say about the secret menu?
Secret menu. Nashville hot chicken, probably one of the best you ever had in the world. I mean, it's just that amazing.
Really?
Yeah, it's on a secret menu. It's not published, but if you ask for it, you'll get this amazing rockin' sandwich.
Are there other things on the secret menu?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Travis does a great job.
Yeah,
he really does. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember when he used to do the pigtails.
Oh,
the smoked pigtails. Man, that with the he did a habanero mango salsa over the top of it.
Wow,
chutney.
Yeah,
it was ridiculous.
Now the guy, he's one of those very smart culinarians out there that's always doing good flavor combos, but nailing it. Yeah, always executing well.
And so. Mardi Gras Fest. Jeez, wow.
Bobo's 13.
Okay, great pancakes.
So.
One of my first clients.
Oh, really?
And I sold the daughter a house.
Very nice.
Way back in the day.
Very cool. And Bobo's is just, again, one of those family kind of breakfast places.
Closes at like 1:30 in the afternoon, but they got pancakes the size of a plate. I mean, they're amazing.
Yeah.
Let's see. Number 12 is the Guadalajara Grill on Prince, which I have not been in a long time.
Since our last event.
That's
like
true.
2003.
Okay. I was there a couple months ago.
Okay.
Yeah, it was solid.
Okay.
It took them 18 years to get their patio expansion.
That's very true.
Hey, welcome to the city of Tucson. Raheem speaking.
That's when the permit came through.
Yeah.
Number 11 is Prep and Pastry.
All right, there we go. Yeah.
It's fine.
It's good.
You know, before I go to Prep and Pastry on Campbell, I'm going to go to Baja. Oh. I think Baja is better.
Where's Baja now?
Oh, there's not the one
by us. It's gone.
No, this one on Campbell, right where the old Chicago bar used to be.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right behind it.
Literally. All right. See.
So, but if I'm not a... I know you want to go to Blue Willow for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if I'm coming this far down, I'm going to Blue Willow for sure.
Have a Spandau Ballet True playing in the background while you're eating at the Blue Willow.
And a side of patchouli. I'm just right there.
Nine, Cafe a la carte downtown. Oh. And the art thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's always fine. It's a great place. It's a nice place to sit.
It's a medium. It's nothing great. It's okay.
I'd give it a kind of an above
solid.
Average.
It's solid.
Next,
you're going to say the Cub Cafe, and I'm going to throw up.
Hold on. Number 8, Cub Cafe.
I can't even see the list. That was just a total guess. I figured if they went downtown for that one and it's above the parish, you got to have the cup in there somewhere with your shotgun grits or whatever it's called.
Gunpowder.
Yeah, like I said, whatever.
I don't know if gunpowder is still on the menu anymore.
Is that offensive now?
It probably is.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
They got woke.
I didn't even think about that.
Well, in Tucson, it's fitting. Gunpowder eggs. You didn't shout up every day. I mean, what the heck?
Number seven. I keep forgetting they're even open. Feast.
haven't been
location.
There forever.
Yeah. I didn't know they served food inside. I thought it was to go. I thought you picked it up and left. You drive by. I don't know. Never been. Sorry.
Number six. Flying V Bar and Grill. I haven't been there in a long time. I mean, Ken Harvey's a good guy. He does good work.
Flying V Bar and Grill.
You don't know the Flying V?
No.
Lowe's.
Yeah, the Lowe's, yeah. Ventana Canyon.
Oh, okay.
It's the one with the big patio that overlooks the deck that overlooks the waterfall.
For some reason, I had the truck stop in my mind. The Flying J.
The Flying J. Yeah.
I was like, huh?
Number five is Five Points Market and Restaurant. I was there years ago. It was okay.
I don't go
downtown that much anymore.
No.
Number four, Wildflower. It's fine.
Yeah. It's okay. I mean, I can see why.
Number three, Vivace on Skyline and Campbell.
It's okay.
Number two, Renee's Organic Pizza Oven Place on Sabino Canyon.
Really?
And, yep.
Never been there.
It's good.
And number one.
It's good, but it's not number three.
I haven't been there. I don't have an opinion one way or another on that one. And then number one is the Baja Cafe on Broadway.
There you go.
It is number one rated out of 1,179 restaurants in the Tucson area that's in this thing on 462 reviews.
And this is perfect because you get all your concierge, where do I go for breakfast? You got to go try the snickerdoodle pancakes of Baja. You got to try any. You got to try one of the 9,000 Eggs Benedict they have. So I could see that one.
They make the best decadent corned beef hash and eggs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's doing the corned beef and then he makes a Gruyere cheese sauce. You got to go. You're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. All right. You're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. Christopher D. Simone, Ron Arenas, Picture Rocks Heating and Cooling, guys next door. Good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning.
Shawnee Mack from Rincon Ventures.
How we doing?
So you guys are my two cooker guys in my life. What's got you excited lately? What are you guys working on? What's you're always pizzaing,
okay.
But
I got one for you.
Okay.
So just last weekend, up in your neck of the woods, my buddy Scott Holm goes up to the steampunk ranch and goes to the farmer's market.
Yeah.
Gets me 3 or 4 pounds of
three or four
hot hatch green chilies.
Oh.
Gets me a bag of mild.
Okay.
I said, get me a half a pound of each. He comes back with this giant Ziploc bag full of everything roasted. And then he got me the beautiful part of it, a little bag of like what they're calling their salsa, tomatillos, and these little yellow hot peppers that are roasted.
Okay.
I peeled everything. I made a mild green chili, a hot green chili. I made green chili chicken enchiladas, but I cooked the chicken in my Dutch oven in the green chili. It was sensational.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
I made like, I was couch bound, so I set up a little.
Oh,
I set
that's
up,
right.
I was Tuesday after surgery.
Right.
On Monday, I set up my TV tray. I covered it in saran wrap, put my tortillas up there, had the bowl of the pre-made already, my chicken that I made the night before, and then I made 4 pans of enchiladas and gave them all away. Sorry, guys, you didn't get that. That was Tuesday.
No, that's awesome. I love it. Now, you remind me on the chilies.
You have to peel them.
Thank you.
Well, no, some people don't. And if you don't, you get that crusty, waxy on the it's not so great.
No.
But if you peel them, it's a pain in the booty, but it's well worth it.
It is. Yep.
How about you, Ronald?
I haven't been doing a lot of smoking just because it's been so hot outside.
Right.
You know, because usually when you're finishing up the smoking, it's 3, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's 110 degrees.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, I did a bunch of chicken thighs and my mac and cheese a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Very nice.
Turned out fantastic.
Last Saturday, we did a pork shoulder.
Okay.
Dry rub on the smoker. It was sensational.
Yeah.
I mean, really good. But I got a new grill because my old grill broke. And new grill has a center sear.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sous vide.
Explain center sear.
It gets 700 degrees.
Gotcha.
And it's just super infrared hot. And so what I'm going to do now is they've had some cheaper cuts of steaks on sale. And if I sous vide them and make them 145 degrees in a sous vide and then sear them on the grill, I can take any cut of meat and make it, you know, cut it with a spoon.
Yeah. Lately, meat's been really expensive.
Yeah. But like top sirloin's been on the cheaper side.
Yeah.
Sous vide it and then sear it, and it's amazing.
Yeah. All right. So you remind me of chilies. So I was asking Dr. Neil out in Pomerine about our friend Dan Bryce yes. Farms with the chilies.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said, I saw Dan today. The chilies are looking like they'll be ready and roasting starting on Saturday, August 31st.
Nice.
All right.
So Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
He says he also has a cross between a Poblano and a Anaheim, sweet, and makes great rellenos. Ate them raw in the field yesterday.
Wow. What about tomatillos? Do tomatillos down there?
I don't think so.
Man, I like them when they're roasted. I'm not a big fan of them out of the can, but that's really all I can find them and not be like $7 a pound.
How about Food City? Have you looked at Food City for tomatillo?
It's a good call because I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
So
right now I'm getting them at Safeway in the can. But they're still good.
Gotcha.
You just got to cook the heck out of them.
You know, I feel like a trend with, it's got to be, it's like 99% dudes, okay? Outdoor Blackstone flat top.
Yeah.
Have you guys entered into the...
Oh, yeah. I had it for years.
I feel like I'm such a loser. I haven't gotten mine yet.
Okay, so if you want to do some things, you want to do a taco party at your house. You got to cook 50 tortillas. It's super easy. You want to make breakfast. Instead of making one pancake or three pancakes on your griddle, I can make 10.
Right.
I cook a whole pound of bacon in 4 minutes. The grease is outside. The wife don't yell at me. There's a lot of pluses to this thing. Burgers, cook burgers. You want to do fajitas? Fajitas. I mean... It's literally having a kitchen style flat cooktop outside where you can make a mess.
It's and a 36-inch.
Your wife cooktop, doesn't kill you.
So all right,
make all your bacon and then throw your burgers on there after that.
You've convinced me.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, think about breakfast. At the same time, instead of dirtying four pans in the kitchen, you've got your bacon going over here. Your bacon grease is rolling into your potatoes, and then you put your eggs on the other side with the sausage, and now you're good.
It's magic.
Okay.
You all can do biscuits and all kinds of things on there. I don't recommend the biscuits on there
because the pancakes on
there. Here's a real horrible rookie question. Gas or electric? What is it?
It's propane.
Okay.
Now, there's a couple of secrets.
Uh-oh.
When you have to season it. When you get to buy the Blackstone seasoning, it's easier. And then go cook some fatty meats on it after you're done.
Bacon.
And,
bacon's the best thing.
I did bacon after I seasoned mine. But then I also threw some pepperoni on there because that was a good grease. But it was a grease grease.
It's all grease.
No, but it's the better the grease, the higher the fat content, the higher the smoke point, the better the grease.
Yeah.
You want to make it all nice and patinaed, if you will, and then continue to keep it clean. Right now, the best one that's on sale is going to be at Walmart. We just did the anniversary buy for one of our buddies.
Okay. All right. I like the idea of doing the smash burger.
Oh, yeah.
And
We've done smash burgers, of course,
smokes a lot if you're doing it. And so outside sounds
the
way to do this.
Now, you don't have to worry about that either because you're outside. You know,
you're outside.
You're not filling up your house full of the greasy smoke. But the other best thing about that is Blackstone has a kit, like a culinary kit with a spatula and two bottles and that kind of thing for like $50. Buy that as well.
Yeah.
Don't buy bacon up. What you want to do there is you want to buy, because you cook bacon, you take your grease off, you want to buy the little silicone bacon strainer, so it strains your bacon grease, takes your bits out top, and now you've got some bacon grease. Keep your bacon grease like your grandma used to.
Wow. I love it. How much was the one at Walmart that you bought?
$2.99.
Okay.
Wow.
You can buy
that's a good deal.
Yeah.
Gone up a lot.
You can buy the $4.99. Now, the difference is the lid. The one lid you have to lift off and hang, and the other one's on hinges. The one that's on hinges has a bottle opener, and it comes with a couple other things on it, but it's $100.
Yeah.
So.
All right. I think that's my fall gift for myself.
You'll thoroughly, in quesadilla tacos, I mean, come on, you're not making those inside.
Right.
You're making them outside.
I do asparagus on it, too.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Yeah.
The bacon on the bottom, put the asparagus on the top, a little salt and pepper, balsamic vinegar, your money.
All right. I'm Blackstoned. It's happening.
Buy a smoker, but we got to buy a Blackstone.
Yeah.
Now, the smoker, I mean, I get it because I've gone away from mine, and I went to my Dutch oven, which crock pot, you can keep it. It's good for warming things up. The Dutch oven makes it nice and robustly crispy. It puts a good crust on it.
Okay. All right.
The best thing I bought in the last couple of years was buying a good Dutch oven.
I bought two of them. I bought a combo kit.
And... So I've done, I'm doing that kind of good braising and different things in it. So
I mean, you make a birria in there, make a barbacoa or like I said, I did my green chili chicken in there.
Yeah.
30 minutes in the oven and you're done. It's like induction heat. It's really cool.
Okay. I think the way it heats, and also the idea that you can brown and, you know, sear your stuff and then throw your aromatics and your liquid in and then
straight to the
oven. You can't get that in a slow cooker.
No. No.
So, all right. I've had it. I bought the Cuisinart one because a La Crusette's ridiculous.
I got mine at Costco. I got two of them for $60. I got a 5 and a 3.5.
Nice.
And I had to search for it because it was on sale. I didn't buy it. I walked by it and didn't buy it. Went back 2 days later. They were gone. I was like, oh, no. And then I found one on the south side down here, so I had to drive and get
okay.
it.
Look at you. All right. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to get into ugly local political stuff. So,
ooh.
Sorry.
Ooh.
We had
I can't
fun talking about food. There's so much stuff to talk about. So, but it's got to be done. Someone's got to take out the garbage.
I might hurt your feelings on this one.
Oh, my God. Let's just start off with that with you. Sean's going to hurt my feelings when we come back, which is great.
Uh-oh.
So he's going to show – he's having remorse about Wadsack losing. I think that's what's going on. So
I'm You're just, close. Oh, You're no. close.
Sergio, this is from about 45 minutes ago. He's the one who said that there should be a sign that says Gotham City outside of Tucson. Gotham, baby. Watch out for Swan at Subi Speedway and Stone this morning. Another gun battle on the streets of Tucson. This is what they call me over at City Hall. They call Christy Simone Mr. Blue Sky when I come in there, which is great. Sergio, after the Gotham line, said, I ran into Ron at the polling place on primary day.
Yeah, he did.
You're at the St. Odelia's polling place.
I was, yeah. That's my assignment now.
Look at that. I didn't even know I could vote over there. It's cool. So, all right. Sean McCluskey is going to hurt my feelings.
Okay. So, yes, Justine Wadzak lost. However, everybody keeps screaming, we need to do this unity thing. And then...
My feelings have been hurt.
And then... The little cartoon by Bowserman comes out, which isn't helping.
Okay.
Did you see, and I know you probably didn't because Justine came out and said she had a rebuttal to the hey, you want me to support you, but you're still making fun of me. And she brought up a very good point. She lost 50-50 pretty much, right? Wadsack lost 50% to 50%. 50% for her, 50% for Leach, or 49-51, whatever you want to call it, right?
52-48.
Very close. So we got 48% of the Republicans in LD-17 don't care for Vince Leach.
Okay.
We need this seat.
Yep.
Yeah. You guys keep beating the crap out of Wadsack. She lost. Let her suffer a little bit over in her loss. Leave her alone and start back with your BS of unity. Otherwise, shut the hell up and lose. Because if you keep beating the hell out of her, you got 48% of the people that are not going to vote for Leach.
You are an absolute sucker. If you think she's going to come out for Leach.
No. I did not say that. I did not say that. Listen to me.
Okay, I apologize.
If you keep kicking the crap out of her, you're never going to get those people to even remotely come out and vote for her. You need to get them to be engaged, not sitting on the sideline, correct? Yes or no?
Of course.
Okay, so then quit kicking the crap out of them and play with your unity bull and go from there.
Okay.
Or get off the unity train and be Republicans like you are and eat your own. You got choices, but you can't have it both ways. And right now, everybody's playing it both ways.
I've already come out to say I'm fully behind Rachel and Corey to win their seats and Carrie Lake. I've already said it publicly multiple times.
Okay, that's admirable of you. And I need everybody else to keep LD-17 Republican. We cannot let these liberals. We already let it happen, Marana. We let Kavanaugh in. How? Because we suck at what we do as Republicans. We're lazy. We thought we had the district. We thought we had Marana. And now we're going to lose both seats? Come on.
Now,
if they're lazy, they're going to lose. If they don't go out and walk, Ziegler and Zuppi didn't go out and walk. Kavanaugh walked. He hit a bunch of doors. And one of the two of them lost. It's the truth. Tell me I'm wrong. And you know this. You know how to play the political game. You've said it for years.
Ground game still counts.
Yeah.
You got to play the ground game.
That's why Jenny got his rear end kicked
now,
by.
Now let's look currently what's going on in the Democrat versus Republican world. The Democrats are out producing signs for their winners. What are we doing? We're still trying to figure out how to gain 2 nickels. Okay? We're already behind. The Democrats have their signs up. We don't.
So, Sean, I want to give you something to chew on a little bit. And I do And you did hurt my feelings. I want to tell you that.
I told you I was going to. I gave you fair warning.
So what do you think about this one? This one's going to be interesting. The LD17 Republicans are having their meeting tomorrow. It's 11:30 at the Faith Community Church, okay, over on Orange Grove.
Mm-hmm.
And a fascinating... I kind of wish Sean... I don't know if Sean can get there. I would love to, like, video Sean being there.
Why?
Okay.
This sounds painful. It doesn't sound like a good time. I mean,
no, it's funny. I'm trying to click on their draft August agenda. Now, did they pull it? That'd be interesting. They had on their draft agenda, they were going to have a discussion on, you're going to love this, who they're going to endorse in the general.
You have to have a discussion about this?
Yes.
Anybody who's not a liberal.
Now
done. The meeting's over.
I don't know if they pulled it because now I'm clicking on the draft. Let me go on the July treasurer.
And did I just not mention this is the problem of politics, of Republican politics? We're too stupid to get out of our own way.
They might have pulled it because I hit on the click for the link for the treasurer's report, and that works. The draft agenda not working. So anyway, I think it was the idea that they were going to pontificate and possibly say they're not going to endorse Leach or Ciscomani is where they were heading. Because they're, what's the animal okay, with the so large Kristen animal Engel, with the horn?
Kristen Engel is unicorns?
Oh, rhinos. unicorns. Fat unicorns.
Kristen Engel is so great that we want her over Ciscomani. That's what they're saying?
That's what they... I'm telling you, it was a draft. I'm telling you, unless they got some heat for it and they pulled the link from the email for their draft
How
agenda.
How ignorant are you as a group? Honestly. I mean, come on. No, I'm not going to this. I mean, if I do, I'm going to get escorted out because I'm going to say something. Very loudly, too. I mean, I'm not a quiet person, but I mean, for God's sakes, how stupid are you? You can't... Really? Okay, so we're going to endorse liberals now. Is that what you're saying?
Again, I'm sure they're...
If you're a crazy rhino Republican or a far, far, far stupid right Attila the Hun person, I may not vote for you.
I'm just telling you, man. That's where we're at.
Because you're not going to get anything done. You need somebody who's got a little bit of compromise, but I mean...
Yeah.
Eesh.
So Bill Beard writes this letter that the chairs of the GOP sign off on, and then Bruce... And one other person who wasn't a chair, but that kind of group. It was the classic, very well-written unity letter.
The one they did 11 years ago, too. I pulled it up yesterday, or this morning.
And so they sent it to Dave Smith, and he didn't sign it. Right? So, like, he didn't... I feel like there's still this animosity. Because Shelley signed it, and Bill signed it. There's animosity from the Pima GOP.
Oh, so what they didn't do is they didn't have Bill sign... Or they didn't have... what's his name? Pima County GOP right now. What's his name?
Smith.
They didn't have Smith sign it first, so he got butthurt.
I don't know. He's not on it. Very
way to be unity. Yay, you idiots!
I swear
to God, they're so stupid.
Let's
so stupid. I mean, where is the Pima County GOP working with the state party to get your candidate signs out the day after they won the primary? What happened? We knew it was coming. Why wasn't there a printer online? And some money coming from the state party for all the winners, like the Democrats do. You had the guy on earlier. We talk about blocking and tackling. We're too stupid to block and tackle.
That's true.
Election integrity. We're going to start it the day after the election.
Wow.
They had the. Oh, come on now. Before Wadsack got in there, you had Leach in there. You had Governor Ducey, and you had the Secretary of State. You had all three of them. You had the House, the Senate, and the Governor, right?
Mark Brinovich as the Attorney General. Remember?
But you had the House, you had the Governor, and you had the Senate, right? For the state. At that point in time, why did you not change election integrity laws to match Florida? It's a few constitutional changes. It's not very hard. It wasn't even floated.
So there's two things. There's a couple of things we could have added, which we didn't. Remember Wendy Rogers got in a tiff with the other lady. One wouldn't let... Was it Ugenti Rita wouldn't let her... One of them wouldn't let their... Get past the committee because they were having some sort of butthurt fight with each other. Something like that. Also, you know, Andy Biggs last year, we were talking about this because he was talking about how quick Florida gets their stuff done.
Yeah.
And
they count a million votes in a day.
He said that there's a good portion of the stuff that's on the books in Arizona that's in Florida, but we don't enforce it.
Hmm.
That's another part. We have an enforcement problem.
Idiots.
And now that you have Chris Mays, Fontas,
the
and
liberal
Hobbs,
trifecta.
Right?
Good luck.
The enforcement side's now toast. Right?
And so if it's on the books and the rules aren't being followed, how do you not sue to have them followed?
Again,
why is there not a lawsuit right now to make sure that those rules are in place at election day?
Well, I think there is a couple of different lawsuits, and I think Vellante even referred to it.
But it should be pushed hard. There should be some sort of special court session to have it heard before the election. Otherwise,
there's definitely some things going on out there, Sean. Specifically,
yeah, there's Republicans already crying, stop the steal. Because we're more worried about stop the steal than you are go out and get votes and put signs out and go get elected. You're worried about getting stolen because you're too stupid to win by 15.
Well, the Democrats are winning the game there's lots of Republicans who just say they don't think their vote counts, right? Because they don't think they're going to get screwed at the election box.
Yeah,
that's just the reality of what people feel.
Because the Republican state house and legislature and governor did nothing when they had the power to do so. And then they want to cry about it.
There's some truth.
You can't have it both ways.
Well, remember, they're politicians. They're always trying to get it both ways. Come on, yeah. Sean. Where are you at? This is not go to fantasy land,
cheers.
Tucson.
That's all I have to say is cheers.
Let's bring Brushfire. He wants to talk about Chili's, and then we're going to get to some miserable crime stuff in this town when we come back. Brushfire, what's shaking?
Yeah, we came through when we came through New Mexico. We were down on 9, though. We didn't actually come through Hatch, but you can still buy green chilies right at the farm down there. Bought me a, you know, like a 10-pound bag. And then, hold on 1 second. Sorry about that. They're trying to sell me Medicare or something. But yeah, I put them on the Traeger and put the whole batch on there and just leave it. You know, spray them with olive oil, just leave it. And then take them out, Sean, and you put them in like a small kitchen trash bag after they're like black and just rub them. And rub them and rub them and rub them and then rinse off all the black stuff. And I'm telling you what, this is the chili from Brushfire. It is the game. And you can buy the little Blackstone, Chris, if you want to try one out. There's a little tailgate one for like $60 over at Walmart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have that one also.
Buy the big one.
I'll go for the big one.
I have both of them.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it depends on your family. It's just me and the girl. So I can do our full breakfast on the little tailgate one.
Beautiful.
You know, but I built a 10-gauge thing for the top of my gas grill. I just throw that on there and do my own thing. You know what I mean? I'm a blue-collar mutt. I'm a welder, man. I actually do things right.
All right. Well, I appreciate that.
And when Bryce comes in, I'll bring you some back. I did all three last year. I did mild, medium, and hot from Bryce, and I'm telling you what. Oh, God. Talk about making chicken soup. Oh, chicken chili soup with his chilies is the best in the world.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
That sounds really good.
I love it. All right. Well, Shawnee, we'll see you and the lady friend tomorrow night at the Westward Look.
A little coming out party. A little Louisiana coming out party. I'll see you tomorrow, guys. You guys have a wonderful day. Have a great weekend.
Sean's
nice
wearing a tuxedo for the first time tomorrow. So awesome.
You're talking about Sean.
Yeah, I was like, I got to wear pants?
Me, right?
What?
What? Yeah, no kidding. It's Tucson casual, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
Guys, have a wonderful day.
Later, Sean.
You too.
Sean, guys, have a great day.
Be good.
One of my Republicans up in Phoenix who's listening, the election integrity to mirror the Florida laws was introduced between Ugenti Rita, Kelly Townsend, Mark Fincham, and some other egos. They stopped the changes cold.
Hmm. Idiots.
It's more dysfunction in a way, right?
Yeah.
So,
typical Republican.
It's going to get miserable for a little bit here. We got to go through some crime stuff. Sad to say. Wake up.